when Ross was a little kid, you know, he was into the Pokemon. But now you got yourself an app, and you can get up and go. Pokemon Go. Roger Cheng from CNET's on the phone, and Roger's going to try to explain this phenomena, which seems like it came out of nowhere, Roger. I mean, it seems like it blew up this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the game launched last week. I mean, it's been less than a week old, and it's already got more users than Tinder, and it's closing on Twitter. So it's become a cultural phenomenon just out of nowhere.
Is this a lightning strike? Will this be here and gone in a month?
So that's a big question. I think Pokemon Go, to its credit, has a genuinely unique experience, mobile experience. It has you going outside and finding Pokestops and searching for virtual Pokemon. But I think that's a really good question. The game has suffered from server issues, glitches. It's not the best experience. So I'm not sure what the longevity of this game is, especially if they can't get the game to actually work correctly.
What do you mean work correctly? Has it been malfunctioning?
Yeah, there have been tons of server issues. The developer, Niantic and Nintendo, have struggled to keep up with demand. So many people have downloaded this game or are using it that, you know, that constantly had server issues. The game keeps crashing.
The company had no idea it would be this big, did they?
No, they had no idea.
And, you know, when I think about my kids' generation, millennials, essentially. Millennials for, you know, the Pokemon experience for millennials. But, you know, Wendy Snyder's in here yesterday playing this.
Yeah, she was.
Erin McElroy was just on Channel 9 doing traffic, playing it from the helicopter. So, you know, this has been taken over by, you know, alleged grown-ups as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is something that's not just for millennials. I mean, beyond to that nostalgic wave, like I said, this is a genuinely unique experience, and I think the momentum of it, the fact that it's become a cultural phenomenon has gotten people curious about this game, figuring out what is the big deal with Pokemon Go and giving it a shot.
You have to give Pokemon, the creators of Pokemon, credit for basically reinventing its brand.
Well, this has become the biggest thing for Nintendo since the original development of their game, I believe, because it was $9 billion in new valuation?
Yeah, it's Wall Street obviously is extremely pleased with how Pokemon Go is done. This is the most relevant that Nintendo has been in years, right? The last couple of consoles haven't been that great. Wii U sales have been disappointing. And, you know, it's funny because Nintendo sort of resisted being in smartphones for a long time. And, you know, they finally get into it and they've got this huge hit.
Why do you think this works at a level others haven't?
Again, I think it's a genuinely unique experience. It gets people to go outside and it really does sort of turn you into a Pokemon trainer, a real life Pokemon trainer going around town hunting for Pokemon. It's unique. It has this sort of community aspect because you run into other people playing the same game. In fact, I was near my train station and I saw two guys hunting for Pokemon. You hear all these stories about people bonding over it. It's become, you know, beyond just a fun game. It's become sort of a cultural thing.
There was a new story this morning that they're going to now have Pokemon Go meeting sites, you know, for singles. where you can go and collect the tokens or get the prizes, and then
isn't that what Starbucks is for?
Pokemon and chill.
Yeah, Pokemon and chill.
Well, in Brooklyn, I think someone is organizing a Pokemon Go crawl. So, you know, grab a drink and catch a Pokemon at each bar stop. So,
all right, for people who are driving around going, "What the hell are you two talking about?" This is an app you download on your phone. And on the app, is it completely random, or is there some skill involved?
It's a little bit of randomness. There are designated stops that you can go to. They're usually landmarks, local landmarks, whether they're stores or like statues, where you can pick up power ups. But then, randomly, as you're walking around, Pokemon will appear, and you're supposed to catch them. And down the line, you're supposed to train these Pokemon to go and fight other Pokemon at designated gyms, which are other landmarks. So
there are a series of injuries that are being suffered by people, including there was, and we were joking about this, there was somebody that was hit by a car in a crosswalk playing this game. There are people that haven't put the game down since they downloaded it last week, who obviously carpal tunnel kicking in at some point. There was even somebody that discovered a dead body in a river. I think it was in Missouri, because where this Pokemon led them actually just happened to be near it, and they looked around a little bit. They actually looked up from the screen, and, oh, yeah, there's a dead body.
Yeah, it was a little kid.
Is that what it was?
Found the body, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had the armed robber story and on. But it's a little nutty. So while we go crazy for this, it does seem to me to be a combination of unbelievable timing, but very smart of Nintendo to release this in the summer, right? Because you do this in the winter, people aren't going to go outside.
Yeah, and there are tons of kids on their summer breaks, so they have time to go out and go on Pokewalks.
Pokewalks?
Pokewalks.
That's what they're calling them.
It's great.
I know Roger's giggling every time he uses this. Roger, have you said a sentence since last week that didn't have Pokey in it?
It's been hard, but I have. Fortunately, we have Amazon Prime Day to kind of keep us distracted. All those things there, so it's not all just Pokemon.
Pokey dokey, Roger.
All right, no,
I'm sorry.
Why don't you and Roger both leave the room? Roger, thank you very much. We love you guys at CNET. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. That's Roger Cheng from CNET. CNET News Executive Editor on Pokemon Augmented Reality. Dave, when you were out, I actually came up with something you may be more interested in. It's an app I'm developing.
Yeah.
And it's Middle Age Man Stay, as opposed to Pokemon Go.
As opposed to Go.
Right, where you find a comfortable chair, and then it's an app, and on the app, you just say what you need people to bring you.
Sounds great.
And there is a cool Left Alone button, and if you hit Left Alone, you can take a nap without any noise around you. Yes.
Is there anything on this app that would enable you also to change channels?
Well, there's a remote finder. Finder if you can't find your remote. Yeah. I've thought of everything. It's 7:32, and we're back with your big story after this, and then Alex Stone in Dallas for all that's going on there today on 720 WGN. Carmela Chimera joins us now. Good morning, Carmela. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm doing very well, thank you.
Thanks for being on. Chimera, is that right?
Chimera.
Chimera, sorry about that. Chimera's Comics, chain of comic book and collectible stores in the southwest suburbs. Before we talk about Pokemon Go, when the Big Bang Theory blew up, was that good for business?
Yeah, I think it sort of took a lot of fringe fan things and made them more mainstream. But, man, I can't tell you how many people will literally just poke their head in, ask if Sheldon is at the shop, and then just turn right around and walk out again.
Because
that's the most frustrating thing in the world.
Because that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, because they're the only people to think of it, too.
Exactly. And what is the number one selling thing other than any interest or questions involving Pokemon Go?
Probably the best consistent seller is Batman Comics. Okay. I think he's the most popular superhero far and away.
And he's one of my favorites. You know, when I was a kid, I was always Batman, and my other cousins,
of course,
my other cousins had to be Robin or one of the villains.
My brother made me be Robin.
You had to be Robin. Yeah. All right. So here's the obvious question of the day. How has Pokemon Go affected your life?
Well, most people I know who are into comics are also into Pokemon, and we kind of grew up on it. So I think there's a lot of our target customers are playing this game and going crazy over it. And so we wanted to find a way to use that to bring people into the store. It happened by accident. One of our stores had one of these lures in the game. There's like fishing lures that set off, and they bring Pokemon to a certain spot. So instead of hunting them down, you can just wait in one spot and they'll come to you. And this happened accidentally at our Woodridge store on 75th and Lamont. And so I said, let's do it on purpose. So this Saturday, we're going to do it on purpose on all the stores.
So there'll be an opportunity for people to get what amounts to a key.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a chance for them to go to a place where Pokemon are going to flock to instead of hunting them down. The Pokemon, it's going to be more like a lightning rod, really. And the Pokemon are going to coalesce around the stores. So if you're hunting, if you're playing this game, you can kind of get a lot of bang for your buck just by stopping in one of our stores. You might be able to catch quite a few Pokemon in a very short amount of time.
Okay, Camarillo, for those of us who don't play but are about to, maybe, give us the 101. So are there bad Pokemon and good Pokemon, and you don't get any points for getting the bad, or do you?
So there are, they're not bad or good, depending on who you ask, but they're common or they're rare, right? So there's like kind of weak, I guess crappy Pokemon all over the place. You know, little like rat creatures or flying creatures. I'll spare you the Latin names. But then the rarer ones come out as your character achieves higher levels in the game. So the more you play the game, the higher levels you get, and the better Pokemon you can get.
So the goal here, is there a win? I mean, how do you win the game?
That's a good question. I guess you win by catching them all, but there's also this competitive component where they have gyms spread out, and those gyms are, they're in the game, and just like the Pokemon, they're tied to a physical spot in the real world. A gym might be one of my stores, or it might be your church, or it might be the police station, and you go to the gym, and you can battle your Pokemon against other people's Pokemon at that gym. And they've split all the players into three teams. You have to choose one of these three teams. And the more a team wins at a gym, they can conquer that gym and take it over. So, for example, the church near my house, right now the blue team has won over there. But if enough people from, say, the red team go over and start kicking butt at that gym, that gym's going to turn red. And so that's really the competitive component in the game. There's really no way to win it, which is the brilliance of it, right? You'll be playing it forever and ever.
Doesn't this remind you a little bit? Remember Dungeons and Dragons years ago? It's kind of like this, only not augmented, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you could totally imagine this kind of a game applied to Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, you know, Dungeons and Dragons involves a lot of walking, like Lord of the Rings. If you actually had to walk to play Dungeons and Dragons, you know, that, and dragons could pop out, that would be really sweet.
Well, this is the type of thing, though, that is, and I'm not bright-siding this. You're getting fat kids out of the house in the summer to go do something active. That's great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's caused an interactivity with video games that you've just never had before, and now people have a reason to go explore, not just go outside, but go to new places. If you just go around your neighborhood, you're only going to catch the same Pokemon. You got to go to new places. You got to go to monuments. You got to go to museums and zoos and parks, and I think that's awesome.
How long before adults make it not cool?
Man, you should never underestimate the ability of an adult to take something awesome and make it lame. But I don't know about this one. I think Pokemon's got enough lore, and I think there's enough Pokemon fans who grew up on this stuff where I think it's going to be cool for a while.
I just wish if they're going to come up with something that seemed like it was sort of over and bring it back in a big way, they would have done it with Beanie Babies, because I've got an incredible selection of Beanie Babies that I would love to move.
You know, we joke that they call these vinyl pop figures. We joke those are the Beanie Babies of our days, because they're making every character conceivable.
There you go. Hey, give people the website for your business.
They can visit us at www.chimerascomics.com. That's chimerascomics.com.
And tell people about the event this weekend again.
July 16th, all day Saturday at our locations in LaGrange, Oaklawn, and Woodridge. We're going to have Pokemon swarming the stores. So come catch some Pokemon. We're going to have some sales, and our first 25 customers are going to get Pokeballs with coupons inside.
And as I said the other day, if you get the Pokeballs, get to a clinic and get treated. all right, man, thanks for being on. I appreciate it.